cursed.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Da Truce! The only liquor so good they seem to color after it.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
All right, Dana, we got to go see the movie It.
Yeah.
At the drive-in.
Which I kind of said, well, Steve did a little bit too, what we thought of it. Well, it was fresh in our minds, but.
Did we?
Well, I thought we did.
I don't know. Well, anyway, I thought it was a pretty good movie.
I did too.
Better than I expected, because you never know.
It was much better than I expected, because I thought it was going to suck.
Like I say, it seemed like it had a Stand By Me kind of thing, and it took place in the late 80s.
Yeah.
So.
Which kind of cut out the super annoying kids that you see in movies now.
Computer, turn off. Computer, turn off living room light.
Steve's okay. Trying to get the birds to be quieter.
Jeez.
But TV's still loud, but whatever.
But anyway, it was fun, and we also found out they'll be showing Halloween and Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original, on 35mm.
And they may or may not be having Texas Chainsaw Chili. I don't know if they're going to...
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, it's good. We watched the movie Pulse from...
Which Steve had never seen it, and he said it sucked.
Yeah, I did. I could see why the Blu-ray is so cheap. I mean, it came out...
When it came out, it was cheap.
No, and then all of a sudden I noticed it was down to $4.90 something. I mean, it was, or $7 or something. It was crazy, and I was like, why? And I was like, and I knew it had to be something. I mean, the transfer looks all right, but the movie itself is really hardly anything. It seems more like a short story than really stretched out.
It seemed almost like a made-for-TV movie.
Well, I don't know. It's just annoying. I just didn't care for it. And I watched a Blue Demon movie. I've seen some Santo movies, but this was a Blue Demon solo movie called Hellish Spiders.
Yeah, and there were some weird-looking spiders on it, because I did see part of it.
I think they used some special effects, at least some big spacecraft special effects from like Plan 9 or something.
And I mistakenly thought Blue Demon was Santo when I asked Steve, and he's like, no, it's Blue Demon.
Even though it's in black and white where you can't tell what the hell. But anyway, it was, I thought it was pretty good. I mean, it's been a while since I've watched one all the way through. So.
Something I want to bring up about Pulse real quick is two of the, well, I don't know. Maybe there are only two Lawrence brothers. I don't know. I thought there were three. But Joey's in it and Matthew is in it. But they're not playing brothers in the movie. But they look almost exactly alike. So we're supposed to believe that they're no relation in this movie.
They
have
the same
neighbors.
Floppy hair.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Well, anyway. What I watched earlier. Oh, yeah. I watched the new Leatherface movie. It came out. It didn't come out of theaters. It looks like this came out on VOD or something, and it.
And it sucked.
Well, I won't.
I thought it.
I will say if you're going to compare that, this is a prequel to Texas Chainsaw: The Beginning. This one's the better prequel, but again, it doesn't really matter much. I mean, I just don't know.
Even though it had Lily Taylor in it, and I like Lily Taylor, I did. Did not like this movie.
I mean, it was okay, but it was nothing special. They kind of did pretty good with the Texas Chainsaw movie that came out a year or two ago, 2 or 3 years ago. They should have just made a sequel to that instead of going back to the prequel shit, because the prequel shit is just.
There's no reason to try to saw your family. There's no reasoning behind that.
We don't need to know. But anyway, that's about that. The other day, Thursday, I found out that they're showing the Suspiria remastered tonight. So yeah. I got lucky enough to get tickets. So we're going to be going to see that.
Yeah, it may be word of more. Well, after everybody hears this, it'll be over with anyway.
Yeah.
But. I'm just kind of curious to know if it's sold out now completely.
Well, they had two screens and one sold out, so we'll see.
One sold out quickly.
Very small screenings. I mean, really, I would say less than 100 people or just over 100 people could fit in those things. So it's not a very large cinema. It's a very small place, so.
I think the tickets actually went on sale like Tuesday or.
Yeah, I was late to the party, but thank goodness I found it. So we'll be checking that out and coming back, and then also we'll have a list of our Halloween movies that we want to watch over the next.
This is the stuff that we want to watch this season.
Yes.
Okay.
It don't have to be a full list of like 40 movies. It can just be up to 10.
Well, Steve says that because he doesn't want me to come up with a book length.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I just want not standard Halloween movies. You know what I'm saying? Not like Halloween and Halloween 2. No, I want the 10 that don't really fall into that category or
that don't really have anything to do with Halloween.
Well, I mean, you can have some that have it, but just not Halloween itself because that's obvious.
Well, yeah, but I'm sure gonna watch it.
Yeah, well, of course, but I'm just saying for this list, but. Anyway, we'll talk about our Suspiria experience when we come back after this.
Bye.
Mark of the Devil, the desecration of human mammals less than 300 years ago.
It's your sacred duty to tell us the truth. Confess that you've been guilty of witchcraft.
Tortures pitting human appendages against the strength of cold, brutal steel. The rack, the claw, the tongs, devices that made death a welcomed pleasure. Every torture device authentic, actually used at one time. Mark of the Devil. Positively the most horrifying film ever made. Guaranteed to upset your stomach. This city is now being flooded with stomach distress bags. No one will be allowed in the theater auditorium without these free bags. Also available at the theater box office. Mark of the Devil. All ages admitted. Parental guidance suggested.
Hey, Dana.
Hi, Steve. Good, this is not video.
We're waiting at the drive-in for the movies to start.
For Halloween to start.
So, remember that... Did you watch that Giallo? The fox with the... No, was it the...
I don't know. I don't
Fox with the Velvet Tail, Dave.
When did you watch that?
Last weekend. Last Saturday, right?
Oh. I forgot.
Right.
I don't recall that. No.
Who are you, George? Bill Clinton?
Huh?
I don't recall that.
Nah, I'm Richard Nixon.
Anyway, it was a Jalo. It's been released. I can't remember if it's who, Mondo Macabre or somebody, but it's kind of... I wouldn't say it's a standard Jalo because you can... this guy, this lady's...
Oh, a lot of stuff.
You remember she was leaving her husband for another guy?
Oh, that one. The one that I said we'd already
seen.
Yeah. Okay.
And then halfway through the movie, you find out what's going on. So in that way, it's not a standard Jalo. But
I got tired of that one chick going all the time. I'm laughing.
I think I got lung cancer from that chick smoking so much. But
I hope not.
But we're here at the Georgetown Drive-In for the last thing of the season. And they're showing Halloween, the original, and the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
Well, we've both seen Halloween here before, but
yeah,
we haven't
but
seen
this'll
Texas.
Be, yeah, I'm keeping up. I guess this is my bucket list of stuff to see at the drive-in.
And you know, of course, it is. It's going to be on 35 millimeter, so I can guarantee you the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is going to be a little rough. But
that'll be awesome, though. That's part of the experience.
Yeah. So
if you don't want that experience, then don't come to drive-in. And
yeah. You either love it or you leave it, just like America, right, David?
America.
America.
You have to say it like Gallagher.
America. So, like Peter Gallagher? Or
no, what? Gallagher that does the...
It's pumpkins?
That smashes the watermelon.
Oh.
And he has a brother that looks just like him, doesn't he?
Yeah, he had to sue him because he had to get his gimmick back.
He had to sue his brother?
Kind of.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
But anywho, I guess we'll get out of here because they're playing music. They're going to play some Mr. Magoo.
Mr. Magoo. Right,
here we go.
Well, we get the show here going. I'd like to take his time out and thanking you, everybody, for coming out here. You are my loyal fans here at the Georgetown Drive-In. That's why we do the things we do,
the
bus rides, the classic movies, all of the fun things that a drive-in has to offer. Thank you for your support all during the summer. We will see you next May on the new Avengers and the Star Wars, so keep tabs with us. But Freddie, he's got to have a break. This is our last night, and but however, we got some surprises next year. That's all I can say. And here, I'm
going to
turn the microphone over for the... some more announcements coming up here in the Louisville area. You don't want to miss out on Friday the 13th, so here he is.
Who's that?
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Georgetown Drive-In. We have a special announcement for all the loyal fans of the Georgetown Drive-In. This Friday the 13th, October 13th in Louisville, Kentucky, Fright Night is bringing in Jason from Friday the 13th Part 2. Michael Myers from Rob Zombie's Halloween, Stars of Nightmare on Elm Street,
Boom.
Moses, and several other folks from The Walking Dead,
Boom.
Lita Ford, rocker from the 80s, Rudy Sarzo from Quiet Riot. Everyone who is hearing this announcement only will be able to get in for just $10. That's it, just $10. Compliments of the Georgetown Drive-In to all the loyal fans. And next year, Fright Night in Georgetown, team up again in October for one night only. You're going to see the Horror Stars Under the Stars for a one night event next year in 2018. And look for all the other amazing events that Georgetown Drive-In will be putting on next year. And don't forget to check out the concession stand, some of the best food in the area. Thanks to all the loyal fans who came on out to the Georgetown Drive-In.
What do they have to do to get that $10?
All you have to do is mention Georgetown Drive-In at the door over at the Hurstbourne Hotel and Convention Center in Louisville, Kentucky, October 13th weekend.
And your website?
FrightNightFilmFest.com. You can get all the information there. And children 12 and under are free. And one other surprise, if you mention the 2-for-1 offer, everybody will get in for $10, and the next person gets in for free. as a special thank you to the Georgetown Drive-In fans, only for those who mention the Georgetown Drive-In special. So enjoy the movie tonight, guys. So Halloween and Texas Chainsaw Massacre, our favorite.
Yeah. Peace out.
You
all
right,
before
that?
We get the movies here rolling, maybe. I am going to start off with a classic.
$5, I mean.
Mr. Magoo cartoon. When's the last time you see Mr. Magoo? Well, probably chance of you, Laville, never even heard of Mr. Magoo. Well, I'm going to show a Halloweenish
Mr. Magoo
cartoon gets lost in a haunted house. And then we're going to show some classic horror previews. Then right on with the original Halloween.
Oh,
a very short 10-minute
I'm
break.
Recording.
And then Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Enjoy it, folks.
Ooh.
This is our final night of the season. Like I say, thank you for my loyal fans. This place would not be possible, one for you. So enjoy the night. And now, on with the show.
Peace out, peoples. We'll be back.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-a-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Super Shamrock. Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Super Shamrock.
Swerve. All right.
Dave's watching topless car.
No, this is called Sex: A Sex Maniac's Guide to the U.S. of A.
When did they ever do that?
93, but it's just like some movies.
That looks older than 93. That looks like that would hurt, though, the way that one chick's boobs were hanging and she was.
I don't know.
But anyway.
It's John Cougar Mellencamp, It Hurts So Good, right, Dana?
I like that song. Don't associate it with women.
Sucking on a chitty dog. All right, so the birds are going, but...
They're happy.
Great, they're happy. Saw Whatchamadigit, didn't we? Saw Texas Chainsaw.
We saw Halloween again, 35mm
print.
And we saw a 35mm print of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So now I can cross that off my bucket list of movies that I saw.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre had Spanish subtitles.
Yeah, which was weird, yeah. But I guess that was the only print they were able to get.
Yeah, but yeah, it's fine.
Now they're showing men's books.
Gross.
She said that one guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to the movie.
Let's get back, Dana.
Let's get back to talking about movies.
Get back.
Yeah.
So. I watched a remake of Vampires. From it was a remake of the Spanish guy, Jose Ramona or something like that. I can't remember. Reyes.
Jose Ramon.
Yeah. No. Well, anyway,
he's one of the long lost
It made it
Ramones.
Back in the '70s. It was a British film, and then they remade it a couple years ago. And I finally watched it.
I don't think it when it was a British film, it was that risque, was it?
Yes.
It was.
Not. I mean, obviously, there's differences, but it was. But yeah, this version just did. I think when you watch something like that from the '70s, and it just is a lot better. It just doesn't translate now.
That but, one chick that was like dancing
yes.
topless with jeans on, she reminded me of one of those chicks from Terror on Tour.
Wow, that's unusual. I don't think that phrase has ever been said before. But anyway,
she did though.
Anyway, drive-in was fun. If you are in Louisville, Kentucky, and you want to, for some reason, go to Fright Night, say mention the Georgetown drive-in and say 2-for-1, and you'll two people can get in for $10.
That's next year, according to Steve.
No, that's this time.
Oh, well, that's
they said they were
going to
have something next year with the Georgetown drive-in far as movies.
And so me and Steve might actually go.
Maybe, but I looked, and it looks like there's really nobody I give a shit about. So,
would there be anybody that I want?
I don't know. You can look.
Okay.
Trust me, it ain't much.
Ain't been much for about 2-3 years.
But, anyway.
Somebody got the Kiss makeup on. Well, what was that thing that you were watching before the vampire movie?
That slasher?
Yeah, yeah.
It's called Legacy of Thorn. It just happened to show up on one of these websites, and it's a British movie, obviously. But the thing is, it's very confusing because they show this guy, this killer, getting electrocuted I don't know how many times.
Was he the guy that was running around with the mask on?
Yeah, but they already caught him and got him chained up, and he's kind of knocked out.
So how was he going around?
I don't know what the fuck it was. It's flashbacks or some shit. I mean, it's very confusing, so.
Steve, give up on it.
I got.
I'm getting very distracted by all this sex.
Well, I'll distract you later.
Oh, whatever.
Well, anyway, let's head back to the computer room with the movies.
I didn't make my list.
Well, I didn't make one either, but I can come up with something off the top of my head.
Oh, I can too. But how many are we supposed to come up with?
We'll just talk a little bit. Okay. All right. So,
I'm eating some more popcorn.
I'm just going to go over a little bit of what my deal is.
What is your deal, Steve?
I don't know. But anyway, as far as Halloween movies and stuff, as far as stuff that's not Halloween, as far as the Halloween series and all that.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a given. Steve talked about that.
Stuff that I definitely want to watch Nosferatu.
That's a good choice.
The 20s version.
Yeah.
I want to watch Demons. I think Demons and Demons 2 are kind of like, they fit in, they just feel like they should fit into that.
For some reason, they feel like a fall type of movie anyway. I don't know if it's the way it's filmed or what.
Just looking, because, again, we didn't do anything.
Well, we forgot.
No, I didn't forget. I just didn't care.
You didn't care?
We ain't getting paid.
Well, heck no, nobody's going to pay us.
But, you know, I mean, obvious stuff, Monster Squad. Another one that's a British movie, came out like in the 80s, or 80, 81. It was The Monster Club.
Oh, I think I watched it.
It's an anthology. Got Pleasance in it.
Don't you think...
1980.
I was just looking at this title. Toby Hooper's The Fun House. Don't you think that seems like a...
Kind of, but
a fall type of...
But, I mean, you would think if it was a carnival, it'd be in the summer, but, you know...
Well, fairs and stuff are in the fall.
Fairs. Not county fairs.
Uh-huh.
Well, not Louisville's fair.
Oh, no, not Louisville's. Not the state fair, but my fair back home, Hancock.
Probably another one I want to watch is Werewolf Shadow.
I don't think I've seen that.
Well, yeah, you have. It's Werewolf the Paul Naschy. It was also known as Werewolf versus the Vampire Woman.
The Boogeyman might be another good for a fall. I don't know. I'm thinking of things that seem fall-like.
Fallish. Yeah. But, I mean, that's... Because, I mean, I want to watch Jeepers Creepers, the first one. I might watch that.
Yeah,
I bought that at Walmart
decent.
And you can get that for $7 with that stupid cover. Walmart's got a bunch of Blu-rays and DVDs. The DVDs are like $5, and the Blu-rays are $7. But they're just like old releases with new art. It looks like Sugar Skulls art kind of stuff.
Oh, right.
We watched... They had some there. I mean, if you ain't got the, and you want it cheap, that's definitely a route to go, but I mean, it's just like, whatever, you know, as we look over the 800 plus Blu-rays of my collection alone.
Yeah, this is just Steve's collection. We're not even into
And, you know, just to mention, as I look down, I mean, obviously, to me, Halloween
One Dark Night might be a good one.
Yes, that's
to
a good
watch.
One that nobody hardly talks, that came out on Blu-ray recently.
And I got it.
Right. But Universal Monsters, to me, that's kind of Halloween to me, because that reminds me, when I was a kid, that's kind of what they all showed around that time the time.
I'll tell you what was, and this always makes me think of Halloween, is the stuff that was showing on TV besides the Halloween series. Halloween 2 played endlessly every year on Channel 44, but anyway, there were other movies. They would show a lot of Stephen King movies. Firestarter would be shown around Halloween. Silver Bullet would be shown around Halloween. Mm-hmm. And to me, those feel like Halloween movies, because every year around Halloween, that's what played when I was growing up.
Silver Bullet, definitely. I mean, and Universal Monsters, and also the Hammer movies. I mean, I'm going to watch... I got the Blu-ray from...
What about one of your favorite movies, Messiah of Evil?
Maybe, but Hammer movies, got the Dracula, Prince of Darkness on Blu-ray. Some of the Curse of Frankenstein. Curse? Is it Curse? I can't remember if it's Curse or Revenge. But anyway, both of them, I mean, they're obviously good. Well, Prince of Darkness is an awesome movie general, but
you can't.
But definitely for a Halloween type of marathon, I would include that one.
Prince of Darkness has just got a creepy vibe all the way through that movie.
And also, I don't think we mentioned our thoughts on Suspiria.
Did we not talk about that?
I don't know. If we did, we'll just repeat them. I mean, obviously the transfer looks really good, but there are some weird spots in it, but I don't think that's got anything to do with the transfer. The weird spots are the way it looks. Some parts of this, in a couple scenes, some stuff is a little bit out of focus or blurry, but it's just like, I don't know if that's what kind of, I mean, obviously as far as I remember, this was on Technicolor film and it was out of date, so you know, you kind of get like some weird effects, but I mean, obviously it looked amazing, so I got it on order, so I'll be looking forward to checking that out. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to come before Halloween. I think that's coming,
we'll probably have to,
but I do have a rip of Suspiria, but I think I'm good on Suspiria this year.
When Steve gets done, I want to talk about a few
A couple new ones. I mean, I know Dana probably doesn't like this, but I like the fake kind of documentaries. And this one combined fake and real elements, was that house that October built. And they also made a sequel that I want to watch pretty soon. So to see what the heck they came up with as far as a sequel. I mean, of course, Phantasm any of the Phantasm stuff, but probably Phantasm 1 or 2 is a cool...
They seem foolish.
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 But, I mean, just looking, still looking for what I'm not
found. Well, I mean, wouldn't, like, Fulci's House by the Cemetery or...
Oh, well, no, thanks. Like Fulci, of course, you can't, you know, you got the Beyond, but... City of the Living Dead is the one that always gets me.
Yeah, that one, but I was also thinking A House by the Cemetery.
Yeah, but they showed that on the Sci-Fi Channel back in the early 2000s, and I remember watching that, and even though I had the DVD at the time, I still watched it on there and thought, you know, this is a cool-ass movie, and it's wild that it's on here. I mean, you got like just looking, Some Abbott and Costello movies.
The Omen movies, too.
Yeah, well, Abbott and Costello meets Frankenstein is like one of the biggest deals. The Blu-ray, which if you buy some of those sets by themselves of like the Dracula set on Blu-ray or the Frankenstein, it comes with that. So you might end up with multiple copies of that.
Not to talk over Steve, but doesn't Mad Man have a full?
Yeah, but I don't know. But I mean, I'm almost oversaturated with Mad Men for right now. You know,
really?
Yeah. And there's some documentaries I have. Like I have In Search of Dracula, and then there's another one I have. It's cool about Dracula as well, and it has like I don't know an hour of Dracula movie trailers. So. Stuff like that I like to watch. I like to watch any stuff.
Well, another classic that I would consider watching around Halloween would be Psycho.
I mean, that's not for me, but, you know.
And I would even throw Night of the Living Dead in there, even though Steve's not a big fan of the
original. I'm overdone with that. Another one I got a long time ago from Image Entertainment. It's called Heroes of Horror, and it's got like... it's got like these kind of like A&E biographies of like Boris Karloff, Lon Chaney Jr., Bela Lugosi, Peter Lorre, and Vincent Price. So,
and that would it be has, good but to also, supplement your movie.
And also, it says that I haven't watched this, but it has 2 hours of trailers. It says rarely seen, but it was made in 2003, so I'm pretty sure that's been seen.
I was thinking. Scarecrows and Dark Knight of the Scarecrow as well, which was
Dark Knight of Scarecrow is an awesome.
Yeah, I would awesome say movie. It's the better of the two, but yes. I'd almost like to have a double feature with that, with Dark Knight of the Scarecrow and Scarecrows, which I've got the Blu-ray of Scarecrows, and I think I've got Dark Knight of Scarecrow. Steve probably does.
Of course, there's also some of the. The anthologies from like Amicus.
Yeah. The
House That Dripped Blood and then Asylum.
Asylum is the one that
Asylum is. I mean, you got Tales from the Crypt and then a Vault of Horror, a double feature Blu-ray that came out. I got that. So, I mean, I want to watch that.
Asylum is really good and really. The last scene of Asylum gets me every time.
Does it get you?
Steve probably knows what I'm talking about. I don't want
to. No, I don't remember. Sorry.
When he finds out who was the doctor that ended yes. up crazy in the asylum, I mean that just gives me cold chills every time I see
Nude
it.
Nude for Satan is like a lost movie that maybe some people say should have stayed lost, but
I don't know. The title sounds like it should have stayed.
I saw that on Deep Discount back in like '99 or early 2000, and said, "Oh my God, it was lost. I got to get it." And
you found it, Steve.
I found it.
The Exorcist, part of The Exorcist takes place around Halloween, too, which...
Exorcist 2, where she's doing a tap dance thing, right?
Yes, that's Pazuzu Dragon.
Mm.
Steve liked Pazuzu Dragon.
Yeah, she's trashy and like it. Just looking over, Afropopicus... that came out on Blu-ray recently from 88 Films. I got a rip of that, so I'll probably check that out just for curiosity. You know.
Even though this has a kind of Halloween title, I still like to watch it as a Trick or Treat.
Well, yeah. The anthology. Or are you talking about?
Oh, I like that one too. Skippy but I'm version. Talking about the Skippy. Yeah.
Well, both of them. I mean, obviously.
Both of them.
There was an announced trilogy or sequel to Trick or Treat that the anthology that has so far not came out or been made, as far as I know. So.
Is that the one with Tiffany Shepis in it?
No, that was Tales from Halloween, which.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was all right, but nothing I need to see again. Sorry.
Now, Blood Rage for me would be, even That's though that one's kind of a Thanksgiving thing, heck, you could throw that one in there.
Could you throw it in?
Yeah, it's got Ted Raimi in it.
You throw it in? Second. You want to throw it in?
I am.
You going to throw it in? You going to throw it in?
Yes,
Nightbreed was pretty cool. You know, might be a good Halloween movie as well.
I'm thinking Cat's Eye was another anthology film that they showed on TV around Halloween as well.
But, I mean, obviously I'm going to try to watch a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. The original The Fly might be...
Well, I'm going to say I'm going to watch some of the old stuff. Like, there's also like stuff that I like, Hammer's Castle or Count of Dracula.
Body Bags, that's another good, more modern anthology film.
So, we got plenty of suggestions there.
Yeah, I mean, I hope people are like... Really,
you writing this shit down?
Really taking
and Dr. Terror's House of Horrors. I think that was another anabolic.
Schizoid might not be a bad one to watch. That one's got a fall vibe to it.
It's got a hip vibe. You can dance to it.
Yeah.
Could you? But,
Witch Board.
Well, yeah.
Kevin Tenney's Witch Board. That's one that would be good.
The Barn, which Dana doesn't like, but I thought it was okay.
I don't know. I haven't really watched it.
It was okay. I mean, you know, but I know a lot of people have talked about it over the last year or so. So,
Night of the Creeps, that might
I mean, obviously, Monster Squad and Night of the Creeps are there as well. So, but I think we're going to probably take a break, and then I want to check out Orgy of the Living Dead, because Orgy of the Dead, rather, from the mind of Ed Wood Jr.
Oh.
That Dana Lynn has not seen.
Yeah, but Dana Lynn's got to finish fixing the ratty's cage up.
Oh, boy. So, well, we're going to take a break and we'll be back.
Ah.
You know, have you ever noticed that the food right here at this concession stand at the Skyland Drive-In Theater is so much better than what you're going to bring from home or buy on the way to the drive-in? I want to tell you something. You can come in our concession stand here and get the experience of a lifetime. An atmosphere that's unlike any other you're going to find anywhere else, because food's all part of the fun when you come to the drive-in movie, and the restrooms are right around the corner. Got all kind of soft drinks here. Fresh from the fountain, Coca-Cola. We got Fanta orange, grape, strawberry, and don't forget we got Sprite too. We have delicious coffee and hot chocolate for the adults out there. Favorite candy bars are here. We've got Baby Ruth, Zagnut, Zeros, Chicken Dinner, Bit of Honey, Snickers, Milky Way, and all are only 15 cents. The concession stand's open. Come on down and have some fun and get some good food for the family. Let's have some more music for you right now.
Now, prepare yourself for the most gruesome and grotesque horror film experience of them all. The Bloodorama Shock Festival. Vampires, ghouls, half-human monsters, and creatures from the world of the undead all join together in one fright-filled, fantastic cavalcade of the weird and bizarre. The Bloodorama Shock Festival. Are you ready for more than 4 hours of chill-crammed terror? Join Christopher Lee, Greta Tyson, Ken Taylor, and John Ashley in search of new, hideous horrors. You'll see men turn into maniacs, and dead beings turn into living, breathing, unholy beasts that kill at the command of a half-mad fiend. It's all there and in bloodletting, gory color. Don't be afraid. See the Bloodorama Shock Festival, if you dare.
All right, we're back and started...
And Steve's got a cold.
Shoo. Started the October... month off right. My first movie was Evil Frankenstein, which I remember watching on TV as a kid, and it's basically Frankenstein returns to the town where he created the monster, and they find the monster frozen, and they bring him back. And
why do they do that? Because
that's what he does.
Because there wouldn't be a movie without it, I guess.
And some guy hypnotizes the monster and makes him do his bidding. But
how can you hypnotize the monster? Like?
I don't know. After that, I watched The Gorgon. It was a Hammer movie I haven't seen before. It's basically like the Gorgon is like Medusa. If you see her and look at her, you turn to stone.
I would
say it's great, but it looked good. And, you know, it'd probably be good with a double feature instead of being one movie standalone. And I happened to find on Amazon Prime, they had Dan Curtis's Dracula with Jack Palance as Dracula. And it was it was pretty good.
I've heard that Dan Curtis's stuff is pretty good.
Well, Dark Shadows and stuff like that.
Well, didn't he have something to do with Trilogy of Terror?
Yes.
I thought he did. Which I need to drag that out and watch that again. I love that.
Well, I watched the new Chucky movie, Cult of Chucky. A lot of people have been pretty down on this movie. I wouldn't say it's great, but it was pretty good for what I
heard. Some people say it was the worst.
I don't think it was the worst, but
so far I think the last one they made was the worst. I hated that movie.
But this one puts a new twist on everything.
Which, and Alex Vincent's in it. Is he in it quite a bit?
He was in it more. I mean, he was only in it at the very end of the Curse of Chucky. And he's kind of...
He was the best thing about Curse of Chucky.
Yeah, he's sporadically in here.
Okay. I met Alex Vincent at Cinema Wasteland, the first time I ever went to Cinema Wasteland before I even met Steve or anybody else.
And just finished up watching the new release, The House That October Built 2.
Which, I'll just say right off, I was not a fan of the first one. But for some reason, this one seemed to flow and move a little bit better than the other one. And I think they've gotten a little better with their acting. There was less, you know, there were fewer fucks and things like that in there.
I think it was a... It looked like it had more funny to it.
And it had more going for it as far as the story, plot line and stuff.
It's kind of a remake, you know, a sequel. But, you know, it's decent. And the ending's a little bit more... you know what's going on and what people are alive. With the first movie, you didn't know if these people survived or not, which obviously they did, or they wouldn't be making a sequel.
Right.
But anyway, like I say, it's got more production value. It looks like it's more polished. So I guess it's decent. I would check it out if you like it.
I'm just laughing at whatever this is that's on. It's something on B-Movie TV.
It's that movie. We watched it. We did a commentary for it.
For this?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it.
Was it Invisible Maniac?
No.
Well, I sure as hell must have been drunk or something.
But anyway, we'll be back with more movies.
Oh, was it Lady Terminator?
Yes.
That's what it is. When I saw that chick.
Yeah, okay. It's crazy.
And I thought I would kind of, we haven't got it all put together yet, but I'm going to kind of do an unveiling. I'm going to be doing a Roku channel. Steve's going to be helping me with it, but I think his help is going to be behind the scenes, behind the camera. And we're going to be putting hopefully some enjoyable horror movies, and I'm going to be, I guess, the host in that, right, hon?
We'll see. It's the plan.
Yeah. But so, I just wanted to give everybody a little teaser about that and look forward to that.
The other thing was Dana got me the new Arrow release of the Don't Torture a Duckling.
Oh, and I got an Arrow release too, but I'll let you talk about
it. Well, that's it. I'm not going into it.
Oh, okay. Because Steve hasn't watched it yet, so he can't really tell you how the transfer is or anything like that. But I got the Children of the Corn Arrow Blu-ray release, which I haven't really watched the movie yet, so I can't talk about the transfer. But the extras, the new extras that they've got on there are pretty decent. And I think it's worth the money for some odd reason. The price dropped down for me from $25 to $12.
Great.
Yeah, so I don't know how I ended up doing that, but whatever, I'll take it.
Right on. So we'll be back after something or other.
5.
Enter death's waiting room, if you dare.
No! No!
Below the crypt lies the vault of horror. A treasure chest of the macabre, filled with madness, voodoo, vampires, torture, and terror. All the things that make life worth living. The Vault of Horror, from Cinerama Releasing, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. The Vault of Horror. It has all the things that make life worth leaving.
Make Halloween fun and easy. One-stop shopping at Woolworth or Woolco for your Halloween needs. Costumes from $1.83 to $3.99, like $6 Million Man, Bionic Woman, superheroes, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, and a new favorite for girls, Holly Hobby. You can get wrapped candies of every kind. Bubblegum, lollipops, fun-size candy bars. Get this Halloween record, sounds to make you shiver, just $1.89. Make Halloween fun and easy. Make just one...
All right, we're back. And we're slightly improved in health. We're not as sick as we were.
Well, I'm not 100% yet, but...
I'm a B. I'm about 89%.
89%?
Ain't that
blood
a B?
Blood burn being a C.
Yeah, that's my usual.
That's a high B.
Well, it depends on the grading scales. They changed them, but anyway.
We're not talking about the curve. It's Steve Christie.
Yeah, he's a friend. Yeah. I was a friend of the Christies.
Steve did this whole thing when he was a lot younger and talked about the Christie.
Yeah. Anyway. What the fuck? I don't even know.
Steve lost his whole train
of thought. We're still watching Halloween movies. I can't remember what the hell. I watched Captain... I don't know, did
you
I talk about...
Captain Underpants?
Captain... Kronos, Vampire Hunter.
Oh, I didn't really watch that.
And I ain't watched it in a few years. I still like it. It's just a weird kind of hybrid of
action. I mean, it looks like a bad movie.
Well, it's a swastika... A swastika.
A swashbuckler
with a vampire.
Hey, the
hammer.
Joe Bob.
Yeah, we're watching the Joe Bob marathon of Friday 13th.
From back when
it's probably 99 or 2000, probably.
Yeah, I met Joe Bob.
Well, I was there.
Yeah, but you, I guess, have you already met him?
No, I'm just. I guess I'm still. For some reason, I'm nervous. But anyway,
I was nervous. I thought he was cool.
I know. Damn, I can't remember what the hell else I watched. I watched the movie.
We didn't talk about that Tales of Witness Madness.
No, Tales of Witness Madness. It was. I don't even know if it was an amicus. I don't even.
It was made like those amicus.
Yeah, it was.
Movies,
it was probably not, but it was. You know.
And Donald Pleasance was on it.
It was an anthology.
Pretty decent anthology.
It was okay. I mean,
was it British?
Yeah, of course. Well, it was blue. It was the Blu-ray rip of it, so it looked good. And there's old what's her face?
Adrienne King. I met her too.
Yeah. Anyway, damn! I watched a movie in the other room. We watched Dead Alive on Blu-ray. I hadn't watched that in a while.
Which is like super gory but fun and just, it's like a lot of Peter Jackson's early stuff. Like
Bad Taste.
Yeah, Bad Taste is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I remember when he fell down and hit his head and his cracked his skull and he had to put his brains...
Oh, he played that goofy guy.
He put the brains back in his head.
Yeah. I love that. And I've seen Meet the Feebles, which if you want to see like X-rated Muppet stuff, then you need to watch this.
Is there intercourse?
I think there is.
Well, but
there's one Muppet that gets an STD and has to go to the doctor.
And jisms? They show jizz?
That I don't recall, but it's crazy.
I don't recall, Your Honor. What else? Did you get me a movie this week?
I got you Don't Torture a Duckling, but I think you've already talked about that, but you hadn't watched it, so you can't.
Oh, I thought I got another movie in, but I guess not.
And I still can't talk about The Chore on the Corn Transfer because I haven't really watched it. Oh, and I got in, today I got in straight from Dougie Robertson. That's what me and Steve refer to him as. Otherwise known as Douglas Robertson, who did Haunted Ween. I got it directly from the horse's mouth, so to speak. If you send him about $20, you can get your very own 20th anniversary of Haunted Ween.
But is it really 20th, or is it more like 30th now?
Well, probably now it's more like 30, but evidently Doug Robertson has moved back to Bowling Green, and he's no longer in the movie business, but he'll sell you one of these DVDs while supplies last.
Yeah.
Which I haven't watched it yet, so I can't the quality of the DVD.
Yeah, I watched an interesting movie. It's on Netflix. It's called Boys in Trees. Now,
Boys in Trees? What the hell is that?
It was interesting. You look at it on Netflix, and it looks like a Halloween movie, which it takes place at Halloween. It's an Australian movie. It's made about a year or so.
Crazy Australians.
Made a show a year ago. But I would not call it a horror movie, but it's a very interesting movie to watch. This guy, I guess he's getting ready to leave for college or something, but he has some friends who don't want him to go, and
so where's the Boys in Trees come
to? Well, you don't really see it until the end, and then you know it makes a little bit more sense.
Okay.
But I didn't mind.
Is it horrific?
No.
Okay.
I would say it's just like there's like at some points they tell stories, and then they have like little flashbacks of the story they're telling, and some of those are kind of like horror related, and it's not bad, but I mean it's not a horror movie, but if you watch it all the way through, there's some stuff in it that, you know, kind of some supernatural stuff happens.
Do you get like an aha moment at the end or near the end?
Well, I figured some things out before the end, but anyway, I would recommend it if you want to watch something a little different or newer. That, you know, usually Australian stuff doesn't suck, and then this kept up with that tradition. Oh, even though there's something about the leading guy's hair and
yeah. So is this a newer movie?
Yeah. Okay. So it's interesting that I saw some people talk about it on Facebook, but when they say it's so I'm supposed to believe it? Oh, okay. I was getting ready to say. I thought that was a semi, and then Betsy Palmer was driving that semi.
Don't give away the movie.
Oh, God. It's only 37 years old. But
anyway. Well, you know, there still might be people that
yeah,
have
but anyway.
Brandon's a newbie. He ain't seen it.
Sorry, Brandon.
Brandon said you spoiled the movie for me.
Brandon. But anyway, a lot of stuff on Prime you can watch. A lot of these old movie documentary things.
Steve was watching some religious stuff, like that old religious.
Yeah, it was like.
I don't know if they're scare films per se.
It's about the end of the world and the revelations and all this other nonsense, and it was just garbage. But it's like five movie series or something.
I thought it was entertaining too.
Well, it was just entertaining to see what the hell they're going to make up. Some old man in the barn's got this big, massive mural of all the end things of the end times or something. But I was talking about like the old, like Halloween kind of theme stuff where they have like monster documentaries and stuff. I think Amazon's got tons of those.
What's the Pet Cemetery documentary? Was that on Prime?
I guess so. I mean, I haven't watched that, but I was talking about.
Well, I actually have the DVD or Blu-ray now.
I was watching Horror of It All, which really is like the older monster movies, and then they have a bunch with, you know, newer documentaries with newer movies, and you could just watch those kind of things for hours and hours. So
Brandon keeps wagging his tail, so something we're saying.
I guess he just likes to hear talking.
But we already talked about the second houses that October built, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was okay. I mean, it's more of the same.
But I
it was more. The thing was, I mean, they spent more money on it. That's the big thing. And so,
those guys were still kind of stupid, but they weren't as dumb as they were on the first one.
Well, it still didn't make a lot. It didn't make sense to me at the end. But anyway, you know, whatever.
Was there anything else that we watched?
If I did, I can't remember it.
I've been watching just an assortment of different things in preparation for Halloween. Like, I watched Trick or Treat, the 1986 Skippy from Family Ties rock and roll horror movie.
It's called the Skippy Extra Crunchy Edition.
What Steve called it. Or no, they're going to come out with a super special edition that's going to be called that. And it's going to have Skippy's face on there. But if anybody remembers the character of Skippy from Family Ties, I think you'll really get a kick out of this movie if you haven't.
Don't get a kick out of me.
And like I said, I watched Haunted Ween with the me and Steve doing the commentary, and then I watched it again with the director and the cinematographer's commentary. What are you doing, Brandon?
Dean Cundiff.
It's not Dean Cundy. It's Dean Cundy, and he didn't have anything to do with Haunted Ween, Steve. No. I don't know why Steve keeps trying to say Dean Cundy had something to do with
Friday the 13th. He did everything.
And he can't pronounce his name right. He calls me Dean Cundy. And Steve's making fun of me because I'm congested still.
You're molested.
I'm congested. Let's see. What else? I watched Halloween. Halloween's 1-4, and not the Rob Zombie Halloween, any of those. And I told Steve we do need to watch House of 1,000 Corpses and Devil's Rejects.
I don't think Devil's Rejects falls
into
that.
Well, alright, House of 1,000
to me,
Corpses
anyway.
We need to watch. And there's some more that I'm going to watch.
God, look at his boner. You missed Kevin Bacon's boner.
Oh, no, me and Jenny talked about that on the show.
I bet you did. You wanted some bacon.
I think he's got more of a sausage.
Yeah, you want bacon sausage?
Brandon says he does.
Brandon's got lipstick, don't you?
But anyway, that's another story for another day. But I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I watched. You know, Brandon, he's whining.
Well, we're going to...
Yeah, I guess we probably should go, because otherwise I'm going to ramble on about nonsense.
But we're going to catch up more, and we'll continue the Halloween stuff.
Did we say what we're watching now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So...
we're going to enjoy this some more.
Yeah, so I guess the highlight of this show, at least in the last couple of weeks, was... seeing Suspiria in 4K and
going and seeing
The drive-in
Halloween for the second time,
and then It.
Oh, and we went to see It, and we saw the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which strangely had Spanish subtitles.
Right, so that made it interesting for me to see it again.
I heard from somebody else that I know through Facebook that was there that it was a bummer that it had.
It was a bummer end to the summer. But we'll be back with some more Halloween shiznit later.
Halloween treats.
So we'll be back next time. Peace out. Boo.
Happy Friday 13th.
Yes, sirree. I want to tell you something. Everybody's got to remember to put that speaker back on the post when they leave the theater. Anyone caught stealing a speaker will be prosecuted. I can't imagine why anybody would want to steal one of our speakers, but some people do, and I guess they use them as car radio speakers. I want each and every one of you to drive safely when you go home tonight, but make sure you put the speakers back on the post when you get through, all right? Enjoy yourself.